practicing the biblical principles of what a church should be, and manifesting the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the Voice of Faith. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God.
Well, thank you, Hap Ritchie, and good morning to each and every one of you. What a joy it is to be able to be gathered around the radio with you on this Mother's Day 2020. I'm Pastor Gary Dahl, and I thank you so very, very much for the pleasure of your company, as today we focus on the Lord, but we focus on the Lord by honoring our mothers, because godly mothers honor God, don't they? Well, that's what we're going to talk about, and I might just say to every one of you who are mothers, happy Mother's Day to you, and God bless you. We're going to begin the program today with a song entitled, Sing to the Lord. That's a good way to begin. Let's all sing together. Sing to the Lord. And of course, that's a good way to worship Him. That's a good way to witness for Him. That's a good way to exalt Him. That's a good way to praise Him. And so it's always a good thing to sing unto the Lord. And over in the Word of God, we find that we are told to do that. Well, it is a delight to have you there by the radio on this Mother's Day, this 10th day of May 2020. And I am delighted for the opportunity to be able to come to you from the studios of the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, Pennsylvania, with another Voice of Faith radio program. And certainly, if we can ever serve you spiritually here at the church, please do not hesitate to contact us. You can do that by calling us at 814-944-2894, or you can email us at fbc@fbcaltoona.org. That's fbc@fbcaltoona.org. And, of course, our website is www.fbcaltoona.org. That's www.fbcaltoona.org. But we certainly would love to be able to serve you spiritually speaking. If you do not know Jesus Christ as Savior, we would love to lead you to the Lord. If you do know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior and you want to grow in Him, we would love to disciple you. If you have a question about the Word of God, we would love to answer that question. And if you need prayer, we would be delighted to pray with you. Again, do not hesitate to call us at 814-944-2894 or email us at fbc@fbcaltoona.org. And then, of course, at our website, www.fbcaltoona.org, you can learn all about our ministry. And I've got some good news to share with you. And that good news is, the Lord willing, we are going to be opening up our church next Sunday, May the 17th, for services. A number of churches in Blair, Bedford, and Huntington counties have gone together to decide that we are going to open all together at one time. And we are going to do that next Sunday morning, and it will only be for our morning service. We're not going to be having Sunday school or evening service or midweek services, but we are going to be opening Sunday morning here at the Faith Baptist Church. That will be at 10:30. And when you come, certainly we are going to be doing everything that we can to guard your safety. We are going to go by the stipulations that have been set forth for us from the state and other guidelines. And so we would want you to be safe. We do want to take care of you, and we will do our best to do that. But the Lord willing, next Sunday morning, that is on the 17th of May, we, along with a number of other churches, will be opening our church service. And it will be great to be able to have people in the auditorium. In the meantime, you can watch us today, if you would like to do that, at our website, again, which is www.fbcaltoona.org, or on YouTube, or you can like us at Facebook, because we are giving our virtual service at 10:30 this morning, as well as at 6 o'clock tonight. And we would invite you to join us in those services, even though it may be virtually. And I began to wonder early on how this would work out, you know, doing these virtual services. But I will tell you, we have gotten quite a few positive responses, for which I thank the Lord. But I'm also happy that we now can see the end of the tunnel when we will be able to come together as a congregation to honor the Lord in public worship. So pray for us as we go forward, and we will thank you for that. Now, if you do not know Jesus Christ as Savior, our desire for you is to call upon the name of the Lord Jesus and ask Him to save you. If you've done that in the past, we praise the Lord with you. If you've not done it in the past, do it today. Simply say, Lord Jesus, I trust you to save me, and He will. And if you make that decision to trust Christ as Savior, contact us here at the church, and we will send you information that will help you to get started right in your Christian life. Let's look to the Lord in prayer. Father in heaven, as we come to you this morning, we do thank you and praise you once again for the great opportunity that it is to gather around the radio to worship you in spirit and in truth. We do, Lord, today want to thank you, however, for godly mothers, mothers who have nurtured us, mothers who have loved us, mothers who have brought us up, being taught by them your things that we might come to you through faith in Jesus Christ and serve you. And Father, we just thank you for every godly mother who is under the sound of my voice today. And Lord, we know that we shouldn't just honor them on Mother's Day. And so I pray that you'll give all of us who are children the strength and the provision to honor our mothers who are still alive. And then, Lord, I pray that your special blessing will be upon godly mothers today. In some way, shape, or form, Lord, let them know that they are loved, they are appreciated, and that we are so thankful for the way that they have been a testimony of you in our lives. Father, I just pray that you'll be glorified through the program today. I pray that as churches continue to meet virtually today, that you'll be exalted through that. And then as we look forward to opening up our services next Sunday morning, I pray that you will lead and guide and direct in that as well. And we'll be careful to give you the praise and the thanksgiving for it all. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Here's a song entitled, Jesus is Still the Answer. I've never doubted it. Have you? He is still the answer.
Try so hard to prove that God's not really real, while others say they know for sure His love you cannot feel. But I know He's real within my soul, for one day He cleansed and made me whole. And Jesus is still the answer for that longing deep in your soul. Jesus is still the answer, and though time and ages roll, Jesus is still the answer. He's the answer for your soul. And though some may say He doesn't fit with their philosophy, I know Jesus is still the answer. He's always been and always will be.
That the things of this world have brought them peace of mind, and with the dawn of each new day, new thrills they try to find.
But not until they meet the Prince of Peace can they ever hope to find release. And Jesus is still for a world that's seeking for peace. Jesus is still the answer, and though time and ages roll, Jesus is still the answer. He's the answer for your soul. And though some may say He doesn't fit with their philosophy, I know Jesus is still the answer.
I know Jesus is still the answer.
Oh yes, Jesus is still the answer. He's always been.
From the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, we turn to Micah chapter 7, Micah chapter 7 and verse 18, where the Word of God says, Who is a God like unto thee that pardoneth iniquity and passeth by the transgression of the remnant of his heritage? He retaineth not his anger forever, because he delighteth in mercy. From the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, Micah chapter 7 and verse 18. Now, before I deliver a message from Proverbs chapter 31, entitled The Work of the Godly Mother, we're going to listen to a song that we don't hear too often these days, but I think it's a song that maybe we ought to hear more. It's entitled The Lord's Prayer. You know it. Let's listen to it and glorify God as we do listen to it. Sing along with it if you would like to, please.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever.
Well, this is Mother's Day 2020, and I'll tell you, I am very thankful for a godly mother, a mother who saw to it that her love was extended to me every day of my life, and I'm so thankful that even as I speak to you this morning, my mother is still alive. And though she has a little bit of dementia, she still reaches out and loves me consistently. And that, of course, is in the line of the mothers that we have in our family heritage. My grandmother was a godly mother. My great-grandmother was a godly mother. My wife is a godly mother. And, you know, that is something that a family can be thankful for. And I trust that you yourself in your own family have the same experience that I have had, and that is to have godly mothers all around us. To be a godly mother is a virtuous thing. And when we turn back into the book of Proverbs, chapter 31, verse 10 begins by saying, "Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies." You know, the word virtuous has many different implications, but in reality, it talks about a great high level of excellence. A great high level of excellence. And so the question is, who can find an excellent woman? Who can find an excellent mother? And when you read down through Proverbs 31, you see that the Word of God gives a number of qualities of that excellent or that virtuous woman. But today, I want us to focus on the last few verses of Proverbs 31, where it says in reference to the godly mother, "She looketh well to the ways of her household, and eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children arise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praiseth her. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Favor is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates." That's Proverbs chapter 31, verses 27 through 31. We can ask the question today, who is the godly mother? Well, there's a couple of points that I could give with you here today. Number one, she is the one who knows Jesus Christ as her personal Savior. That's where it begins. Secondly, she is the one who spends time with God in Bible study and prayer. You see, those first two points are extremely significant. Mothers cannot be godly if they don't know the Lord, and mothers cannot be godly if they do not spend time with God in His Word and in prayer. Thirdly, the godly mother is the one who reveals a meek and quiet spirit. She is not hard-nosed. She is not stubborn. But she is one who allows the Spirit of God to develop in her the fruit of the Spirit, which, of course, is meekness and quietness and peacefulness. Certainly, she's a blessing to be around. Then the godly mother is the one who disciples her children. She just doesn't bring them into this world and see that they come to Christ and then go on their own. No, she does everything she can to teach to them the principles of God's Word. Then, the mother is the one who supports her husband. She is not going to be criticizing him or talking behind his back. She will be faithful to him. She will stand by her man, as the old song says, simply because of the fact that God has brought her together as one with her husband. Then the godly mother is the one who guides her home in a godly way. In other words, because of the fact that she spends time in the Word of God, she is able to understand the principles of God, and she is led by the Spirit of God to lead and guide her family affairs in the home, in and around the house, in the way that's pleasing to the Lord. And then the godly mother is the one who labors well to provide for her home. And we can see, as it were, those principles are engraved into Proverbs chapter 31, verses 10 through 31. But I want to focus on just the last few verses of the chapter, Proverbs 31, and bring up some biblical points here. First of all, the godly mother is the one who provides for her home. We see it in verse 27. It says, "She looketh well to the ways of her household, and eateth not the bread of idleness." Whatever needs to be done to see that the home, the house is provided for, she will do it. I mean, that may mean that she is going to go out and make clothes if she needs to do it. That may mean that she is going to go to the supermarket if she has to do it. That may mean that she is going to sit down and talk to her children about a situation if she has to do it. The fact of the matter is, a godly mother provides for her home. She is not idle. She is not lazy. She is not a sluggard. But she is actively involved in giving biblical guidance to the home so that the home will reflect the Lord Jesus Christ. Secondly, in verse 28, we see that she is praised by her family. It says, "Her children arise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praiseth her." I'll tell you the truth, I think that one of the most blessed things is to hear children give praise to their mother. Unfortunately, down through the years as a pastor, I've had children come into me and say other things about their mother or father. But I'm always blessed. My heart is always encouraged when even a young person will come to me and say, "Pastor Gary, I'm so thankful for my mother because she reflects Jesus Christ and she is there to take care of me. I'm so thankful when I hear a husband come and say, 'Oh, I just couldn't get along without my wife. She is such a godly person.'" But you see, that will be the natural result of the mother who is godly. Then, number three, we see that she portrays the highest virtue. She portrays the highest virtue. Look at verse 29 of Proverbs 31. It says, "Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all." Think of that. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. You know, that verse says a lot. And what it is indicating is the fact that there are many virtuous women in the world. There always have been, and there always will be. But the godly mother stands tall above them all. The godly mother is known by her godliness, not only in her home and family, but in her neighborhood, in her community, in her work, if she has to go out and work, and certainly in her church. When people look at her, they see her virtue, they see her excellence, and it just glows from her. They don't have to wonder if she is saved. They don't have to wonder if she's in the Word of God. They don't have to wonder if she's walking with the Lord, because the moment she enters into a room, everybody sees her virtue and her excellence. And I'm wondering, Mom, does that describe you? That's what God would have it to be. Then, number four, she is praised for her godly respect. Verse 30 says, "Favor is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised." Oh, yes, you know, it's nice to be a person of favor. It's nice to be a lady who has a lot of outward beauty. But one who does favors and one who is beautiful, that goes so far. but it is vain. There's not a whole lot of substance to that. But the woman who fears God, she loves God, she serves God, she worships God, she shares God, she's going to be the one that will be praised by everybody around her, including God himself. And then verse 31 says, in reference to the godly mother, give her the fruit of her hands and let her own works praise her in the gates. What does that mean? It means as the mother, the godly mother, has worked to honor God, to show God, to testify about God, to provide in the home. In other words, as the godly mother has blessed others, may others bless her. I would encourage you, if your mother is still alive, and if she's been a godly mother, go to her today and thank her. And if you are a godly mother, on behalf of all of us who are children, we say thank you and praise God for you. This is Mother's Day. Let's thank God for our godly mothers. Thank you for joining me today. Until we meet you once again by way of radio, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. Amen.
And let me take just an extra moment or so to remind all of you that should you want to get in touch with the Faith Baptist Church, or should you need to get in touch with us, we'd be delighted to hear from you. Here's our website, www.fbcaltuna.org. That's www.fbcaltuna.org. Give us a call, 814-944-2894. Or better yet, come visit us this morning. We'll have Sunday school at 9:30, morning worship at 10:30, and tonight's service at 6, with a full slate of services Wednesday, 6:30 for the youngsters, 7 o'clock for the youth and adults. Faith Baptist Church here in Altoona, Pennsylvania, is located at 315 40th Street in the Highland Park section of the city, right down from Mansion Park. Till we greet you today in church, 9:30, 10:30, and 6 tonight, or next week by way of radio on this, your favorite station, or on the internet, I'm Brother Hap, and on behalf of Dr. Gary G. Dahl and the family of faith, we encourage you to keep looking up, and thanks for listening to the Voice of Faith.